Hello, my friend. This is Clyde, chosen for a special assignment. James 5 and verse 16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Chosen, selected, called out, shortlisted. All of these refer to you, the individual, and how you find yourself in certain privileges, engaging in some assignments, experiencing some things that you once thought were not possible. It is great to be shortlisted. It is great to be vetted and reviewed. It is even greater to be finally selected. You are the envy of the community, and how so? You were selected. You were chosen, not the other guy, you. God has an assignment for you beginning today. I don't know if you heard about this before, if you had been ignoring all the text messages and voice messages that you have not responded to, but today, for some reason, I am on an assignment to tell you that God has chosen you and He's calling you to a huge assignment. God wants you to pray for others. Before you dismiss this as mere fanaticism of an over-spiritual guy, just let us reason it out. First of all, prayer works. That ancient Jewish prophet named Elijah, he made prayer a key feature of his professional life. He prayed that his country would not get rain for 42 months, and it didn't. Then he prayed for it to rain, and guess what? It did. Then there was this king, Solomon the First, and he did not ask the clergy to pray for the nation. He did, and in one instance, as the king, he prayed a very long and detailed and specific prayer. The Bible said that when he was finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices on the altar. Whoa! Not long after, God visited him one night with the answer to his prayer. Jesus was a praying rabbi. Jesus would spend hours and hours praying by himself, and indeed he got results. But there was one instance that we got a front seat to Jesus praying. It is found in John 17. He did not only pray for his family and for world peace and for the economy to do well. No, Jesus prayed for people. He prayed for specific people. That night, Jesus prayed for his disciples, that group of guys who had been with him every day for over 3 years. He prayed for their protection. He prayed for them to be more than getting along, but that they would love one another and experience real unity. But this is the part that I love. Jesus said, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you and you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me." That was quite a prayer, a great example, and one that I'm here to encourage you to practice. Pray for one another. Or let's say it another way, sincerely pray for others, not just your family and yourself, but seriously call names of some persons you know and even persons you don't know. They might not ask you to do so, but God wants you to pray for them. So, where do I begin? You could start by praying for me. You know my name. God will help you to pray intelligently for me. But let's go further. I know that you have prayed for the families of those who were senselessly killed recently in Uvalde and Buffalo. After a while, people forget these hurting people. Will you pray for them today? When was the last time you prayed for the people in Ukraine? Pray for some people who have been injured. Pray for women who have lost their husbands and the fathers of their children. Oh, and while you're in that part of the world, pray for the Russians. Seriously. Pray for them too, that God will lead them to call off this harsh invasion, this cruelty against another group of persons. Today is the beginning of Pride Month. Yes, you know some people who are members of that community, some of whom have suffered abuse, rejection, ridicule, scorn. They are people like you, and they need your prayer of love. And even if you don't know anyone in that community, pray for them nonetheless, that they will experience God in a real way. Pray for their salvation as you would for other family members. There are some bad people, people who hate others because of race. It is easy to hate racists, but God wants you to pray for some racists today, that you will ask a powerful God to intercept and remove their evil heart, and that God will change them and give them a clean heart, a heart of love for people who are different from them. How about praying for your neighbors, the family across the street that you just wave to but you don't interact with? Do you know that they might be going through some tough times, issues of finances or maybe health? You don't know, but Holy Spirit knows. And just ask Him to help you to pray for your neighbors and for Him to tell you what to pray for. You don't have to pray for all of these suggestions at once. You can choose to pray any time of the day. God is always available to hear your prayer. Prayer works. It really does. You would be amazed that your prayer might just be what someone needs. God still answers prayers, and you don't have to use flowery language. Just pray. You need to know that God says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. That could well be you. Pray for yourself that you will be a true follower of Jesus. Now, will you start today? That is, to pray for others. You will be blessed for choosing to pray for others outside of your immediate circle. If you have any prayer requests, my friend, send and let me know at friendofclyde@gmail.com.